This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick, and back now with Day to Day Letters editor Steve Proffitt here to share some of your comments. Steve, welcome again.
Thank you, Alex. Howard Stern has just a few more shows until he moves to satellite radio, but our listeners wrote us about another Howard.
This has got to be Howard Davidowitz, the retail analyst.
So think about this. Here are these lunatics out there building more and more shopping centers, and what are Americans doing? They're buying online!
Andrew Fedorowski of Modesto, California writes, I don't know who Mr. Davidowitz is, but he was great.
Well, Howard is the chairman of the retail consulting and investment banking firm that is named after him, Davidowitz & Associates. They're in New York.
Please, give us more of this man, says Steve Graham of Seattle.
He adds, make him a monthly guest. Hell, make him a daily guest.
But sadly, Alex, all is not love. Could you please never, ever invite him back on the show? Brian Farnell, Glen Falls, New York.
Nothing makes sense.
Also, last week, Alex, we ran a story about Sally Gratch.
She is a retired woman in the Chicago area who leaves little green plastic army soldiers in public places. And on the bottom of each, she puts a little sticker that reads, Bring Me Home.
Typical of the comments we got, this one from Kathy Tiger of Eugene, Oregon.
I intend to adopt this practice here and tell others about it.
And finally, Alex, this.
Yes, you drive me crazy.
I listened with great interest to your story last week on branding musical taste, since it mentioned both my company and me by name.
Billy Strauss sent us an audio file complete with music. He's the founder of Rock River Music, a leading provider of compilation albums. Those are the kind of CDs you might get at Pottery Barn or Starbucks.
I see him there, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Our contributor David Was mentioned him in an essay last week that poked a bit of fun at this phenomenon.
In his good-natured rant against the pantheon of corporations turned lifestyle marketers, how could Mr. Was possibly have omitted that most formidable of news organizations, his erstwhile employer, National Public Radio? Perhaps he has yet to pass through NPR's lobby security with his own copy of National Public Radio's branded holiday CD compilation, which itself is being so effectively marketed over these same airwaves. Ah, the irony of it all.
Listener Billy Strauss. Thanks for that, Billy, and thanks to all of you who wrote us.
You can write us, too. Just navigate to our website, npr.org, and click on the Contact Us link.
And thanks to you again, NPR's Steve Proffitt.
You're welcome, Alex.